You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, hang tight, Florida. Biden sees dead people. And Mark Cuban. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Everyone, we have got a great show for you tonight. Florida is bracing for Hurricane Ian. Joe Biden speaks to the dead, and we'll tell you why ice cream trucks are evil. Plus, our guest tonight is the very successful owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's one of the stars of Shark Tank. Mark Cuban is joining us on the show, everyone. It's going to be a ton of fun, so let's do this. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Okay. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Starting with Lizzo, who made history last night at a concert in Washington, D.C., when she played a 200-year-old crystal flute that once belonged to President James Madison. Yeah, that's a really cool way to bring attention to American history. Yeah, because now students will know that James Madison was that guy who did a collab with Lizzo, you know? In education news, an Indiana teenager just learned that he was the only student in the world this year to get a perfect score on the AP calculus exam. Yeah, very impressive. What's even crazier is that the kid sitting next to him had the second best score in the world. What are the chances? Think about it, though. The only person in the world with a perfect score. Do you have any idea what the odds of that are? I don't. The kid does. I don't. That's how smart he is. I don't know. From the world of fine dining, McDonald's has launched a limited edition series of Happy Meals for adults. Yeah. Yeah. And look, I know there are adults who are nostalgic for Happy Meals, but it's not the cheap plastic toys you cherish. It's that memory of your dad picking you up from school and then surprising you with a trip to Mickey D's, getting that Happy Meal in the colorful box, you know, explaining to you that it's not your fault and both he and your mother still love you, even though they need to be apart now. Man, those toys were so cool. Ah, I remember those days. All right, but let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the monster hurricane that's shutting Florida down.
Breaking news, Hurricane Ian has now officially made landfall as a Category 4 storm, one of, if not the most powerful storm ever to make landfall on the western coast of Florida. truly an historic and potentially catastrophic day for much of this state.
Ian's impact here as it moves inland will be a catastrophic surge of up to 18 feet, destructive wind gusts that are going way over 100 miles an hour, and flooding rain, which could be up to 2 feet because of the slow movement of the storm.
This thing's the real deal. It is a major, major storm.
Yeah, people, as we speak, Hurricane Ian is slamming into Florida. And I honestly hope that everyone in the Sunshine State is staying safe. You know, and I mean like rest of America safe. Yeah, not like Florida safe, you know? Like where someone wears like a long sleeve shirt to wrestle a gator. I'm being safe! No, not that. Just be safe, safe. Because I mean, I know you guys are brave, but this hurricane, I mean, you heard Governor DeSantis. He said, this thing is the real deal. Not like the usual stuff I tell you to be scared of, like drag queens or critical race theory. I'm talking real. Like I might fly myself to Martha's Vineyard. Because you understand, this storm is way worse than usual, right? 155 mile an hour winds, violent waves, and a storm surge of up to 18 feet high. 18 feet! You understand most pools aren't even 18 feet deep, right? It's like 8 feet of water and then maybe like another 2 to 4 of piss. That's it. But Hurricane Ian, this shit is wild. And by the way, why are we still naming natural disasters? Like, why do we do this? It's a weird thing we do. Hurricane Ian, Fiona. Like, we don't do that with personal disasters, you know? Yeah, there's no doctor who's ever been like, I have some bad news. Jeremy has spread to your brain. Just a cute little name I came up with so you would remember it. All right, but let's move on to some political news. After a shaky start to his presidency, Joe Biden has recently gotten some of his groove back. He's signing legislation, he's reestablishing America's status in Europe, and he's the new brand ambassador for aviators. Ooh. In fact, many people are actually saying that Biden might have a really good shot at winning a second term in office. All he needs to do, though, is avoid doing stuff like this.
An awkward moment for President Biden today at a White House conference. While calling out people in the audience, he accidentally included Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who was killed in a car crash over the summer.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
No. Ah, that's so awkward. Oh, man. And his explanation didn't help. You know, he's like, of course I knew Jackie was dead. I was looking for Jackie Kennedy. Where's Jackie Kennedy? Where are you, Jackie? Where's Jackie? Oh. I guess on the upside, at least he noticed that she wasn't there. This is a good thing. Yeah, it could have been much worse if he was like, where's Jackie? Oh, there she is. There's Jackie. Everyone look at Jackie. People are like, there's no Jackie. She's there. Everybody sees Jackie. And look, I know a lot of people are saying that this is another example of Biden's brain being foggy, but I think, if anything, this makes Biden a better president. Yeah, think of how hard he must be working right now to keep Americans safe, knowing that Osama bin Laden is still out there somewhere. Where is he? Where is he, Jack? Where is he? Where is he? And finally, let's talk about air travel. The number of people flying is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. And if you're one of those people about to take a flight for the first time in a few years, here's a reminder that you might experience some weird shit up in the air.
A new video is showing the moment that left passengers on board an American Airlines flight very confused. They were on their way to Dallas from LAX when strange noises started coming from the plane's public announcement system. Take a listen. The video has since gone viral and has gotten the attention of American Airlines. Some people have floated around the idea that the PA system was hacked. The company says the cause was a lot less sinister, blaming it on a malfunctioning system.
Hell no. What the hell was that? You hear that on there? I don't even know how to describe those sounds. It sounds like Chewbacca getting a hand job or something. What was that? And how is this guy so calm? He's just like, yeah, you hear those sounds. Yo, if I'm on a plane that starts making sounds like that, I'm getting a parachute. I'm getting a parachute and a few extra pretzels, and I'm opening the emergency exit. I'm gone. Now, a lot of people were speculating that the PA system was hacked by a prankster, but the official explanation from American Airlines is that the sounds were caused by, quote, a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running. Which somehow is less comforting. Like a hacker, I understand. Oh, I get it, a hacker. But you're telling me that the plane is always making sounds? Like Frankenstein is getting a prostate exam, but we're only hearing it now because of a mechanical issue? That's not reassuring information. To me, the best case scenario is if the pilot accidentally left the PA system on in the cockpit and all the sounds that the people heard were coming from him.
All right, everybody, we're on autopilot now. Let me just check some of my crypto investments. Oh, that sucked, everybody. I gotta get my spirits back up. You know what, I'm gonna watch that new video from the Try Guys. Let's see. That sucked. Oh boy, wait, what is this giant rat doing in here? What is it? No one can know.
That would have been better. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a break, let's catch up on the traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
Yes.
What's going on, Roy? What's going on, man?
Look, a lot of traffic. You know, people evacuating over there in Florida. We hope that they stay safe, get the supplies you need. It could be a long time in the car, you know. But the thing I always wonder about evacuations, where are they going? the one car. It's always just one person going to the danger. Because it's really only two reasons to go into a storm. That is money and sex. Those are the only two reasons.
Wait, what?
You ain't never had disaster sex? Like during a natural disaster, you ain't never had sex? Man, what y'all be doing in South Africa? You always... Bro, I've had sex in a tornado. I've had sex in a wildfire and an earthquake.
Wait. You had sex in an earthquake?
We were having sex in an earthquake happened. It's not like the earthquake started, and I was like, quick, come on, baby, we gotta do it. Like, that's not...
Oh, okay.
You wait, but the cool thing about having sex in an earthquake is that you get all the credit for making a bed rock, and that's the dope part about being in an earthquake.
This thing in Florida is getting really bad. I heard that the Waffle House is shutting down, and Waffle House is apparently notorious for staying open. It shows you how bad this situation is.
That's one metric, but I don't think the whole Waffle House, if a Waffle House opened, I don't think that's the most accurate measure of how bad a storm is. You want to know how bad a storm is where you are, just ask yourself one question. Can I get cocaine right now? The last person to evacuate in a storm is the drug dealers. You don't understand. A drug dealer has too much inventory at risk. They got to be there and make sure all the money stays safe and make sure all the dope stays safe. You can't get your cocaine wet and turn into stucco. That's terrible.
The drug dealers is what we look out for.
I'm telling you, if a storm is headed your way and you can't get cocaine, it's too late.
Okay. Okay, Roy. Thank you. What's happening in the traffic?
Nothing real quick about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, the adult Happy Meals.
Adult Happy Meals. Yeah. Like, I get what McDonald's is trying to do. People are stressed, you know. You want people to smile, so you try and give them a little bit of happiness. But adults need more than food. See, the food and the toy, that's for kids. Kids are stupid. But for grown people, you got to give grown people more than that. You can't just give them food. You got to give them an experience. You really want to make adults happy, this is what McDonald's needs to do. First thing, they got to get a liquor license. They got to get the games, a ball pit, ski ball, pizza, get somebody like in a mouse, like a little one of them rat suits, get them to stand out front and play with everybody. That's what you get.
That sounds like Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I'm talking about something different. This is what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, like, you get all of that stuff, and then also McDonald's could add card games, live entertainment, a smoking section, gambling, maybe some dice, no windows. You want people to focus on the happiness that's going on right there with the money and the food.
So, you're pitching a casino?
No, I'm not pitching a casino. You know what, man? You was a f***ing hater, and you always have been. What do you mean? Every time I propose an idea, all you do is give me pushback, bro, instead of supporting me. Instead of supporting me. I thought you were a black man. I'm a black man. You're supposed to be helping brothers, uplift brothers. Like the time I pitched you the box that heat the food up real fast, you started talking about, oh, but there's a microwave.
It's so what? A microwave.
It's not a microwave. It's different. The food go in through the top, not the front. That's a totally different device.
So
and I would think that you, my friend, who I've been rocking with on this show for 7 years, will go, Roy, that's a good idea. Here's $500,000 to invest into your product, and I would love to be a partner in your business.
I can't give you $500,000. I want to lose $500,000.
You're not going to lose. This is me, baby. You're not going to lose the money. You're not going to lose the money, dog. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be a good place. And stop saying casino, because that's not what it is. It's a different type of spot that I'm talking about for you to make adults happy, adult happy building.
Okay, so, like, can I buy, like, chips with my money?
That's a good idea. You in?
No, that's a casino,
that's
Roy.
That's not a casino. That's a casino. It's different.
You know what, Roy? Just give us the traffic.
I don't f*** with you. You want your truck? Pull up the Google map or something on your phone. I'm straight, man.
The Stewart Casino. Roy Wood Jr., everybody. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the conspiracy theories that they do want you to know about. Don't go away. It's Stewart Casino.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. If you've spent any time online at all, you know that there are conspiracy theories about everything. The CIA killed Tupac. Paul Rudd is immortal. The moon landing faked us. But those are just the obvious ones, which is why we have a special segment that reveals the conspiracies you never even knew existed.
Conspiracies, they're everywhere. Or are they nowhere? Or is that exactly what they want you to think?
So that's where my wallet is.
Well, for every they, there's a me. I'm Kevin Matthew Kelp. Follow me as I pull back the curtain to find the truth behind the curtain. This is Project Conspiracy. Everywhere we go, vehicles are spying on us. Cop cars, unmarked vans, roller coasters. But what if I were to tell you there was another kind of vehicle monitoring Americans right underneath our noses? Or should I say our mouths? I'm talking about ice cream trucks.
The classic all-American ice cream truck. Seems like just an innocent way to get a tasty treat until you do some digging. Meet Harry Burt, inventor of the ice cream truck. In 1923, he patented his creation with, you guessed it, the U.S. government, aka the people monitoring us so closely they even know my social security number. So why did Burt team up with Big Brother? I'll tell you why. Because of the massive amount of intel these spies cream trucks can gather in plain sight. Foot traffic patterns, snacking habits, a third thing I'll figure out later. All they needed was the perfect cover. The ice cream.
Brain freeze. It's time to figure out what exactly these trucks are up to.
One chocolate eclair bar. Or did you already know that?
No.
Actually, make it two. I'm really hungry and I'm getting ready to do a stakeout. Wait, not for you though.
$10.
Okay, I hope you got what you were looking for, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
This is $30.
Dude, don't.
My interaction with the ice cream Gestapo seemed normal, all too normal. So I kept watching for hours, fighting the temptation to get more ice cream and only succumbing all of the time. Why couldn't I resist this truck? That's when I realized their most dangerous weapon.
The song. It's the song.
Hey, you spying on kids, you pervert?
No, I mean, kind of, but...
It was never just the ice cream. The truck siren song was its secret weapon the whole time. And I'm gonna prove it.
Hey, where's the ice cream?
Oh, I don't have any. I was just proving a theory, and it worked, so thank you.
Give us the ice cream.
Run, run, dude! Run, go!
Music has long been a psychological tool for deep state forces like the CIA, the radical left, and Chili's, convincing ordinary citizens to confess, to vote, and to eat against their own self-interest.
These kids, man. These kids are tough.
But if I'm ever gonna get the real scoop on this musical conspiracy, I need to go inside the belly of the beast.
Let's go.
So this is where everything happens, and this is the ice cream truck.
So. Okay, ma'am, I'm ready for the job interview, so.
You know we don't make you dress like that anymore, right?
So where do you turn on the mind control song? Excuse me, the ice cream totally normal, the jingle?
So, you're some sort of undercover conspiracy reporter?
How do you know that? Who do you work for?
You put it on your resume.
That's a typo.
The whole job description?
Yeah. I've been made. Abort! Abort! I've been made. Abort! 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 Oh, God. Come on.
So, do you not want the job?
Clearly, whatever deep state agency is behind these trucks will stop at nothing to stop me from stopping them. But don't worry, resistance is possible.
Thanks to these noise-canceling headphones, the only thing I'll be hooked on is the sweet taste of freedom.
Peace, Kevin. All right, stay tuned because when we come back, Mark Cuban will be joining me right here on the show. So don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.com.
show, my guest is an entrepreneur who owns the Dallas Mavericks and recently started Cost Plus Drug Company, which makes low-cost versions of generic prescription drugs. He's here to talk about the new season of his Emmy-winning hit series, Shark Tank, which airs Friday nights on ABC. Please welcome Mark Cuban.
What's up, Trev?
What's going on? Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here in person. Yeah. First thing I want to know, because I see the clips all the time, everyone watches the show all over the world.
Yep.
How many people come up to you and just pitch you things in real life, like all the time? It must be your life now.
Everywhere. In the bathroom, sitting in the urinal, you name it, I get pitched everywhere.
Wait, what's the best pitch you got at a urinal? Do you remember it?
Turn around? No.
Congratulations, season 14 of the show.
Yes.
I'd love to know, when you started this, did you think it was going to be as big as it is? Is this a business that you saw coming?
No. They asked me to come on as a guest in the second season, and it would bounce around like when Desperate Housewives, remember that show?
Yes,
when it
of course,
wasn't on,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We'd take its place. And I thought, this thing is dead, so I'm just going to go on there, raise hell. Next thing you know, we're in season 14.
Season 14. It's successful. It's fun. People love the show. It's syndicated around the world. I'd love to know what you think makes it so successful. Why do we all love watching people come on and then try and pitch you an idea that you either trash or invest in or completely try and take over?
Because everybody wants to be that person who can just have an idea in their garage, mm-hmm. in their bedroom. You know, we all get it, right? You get that feeling in your stomach and you're all fired up. You check it with your friends. But these are people who made it in front of us. And if we say yes, they go from being just a business to being that guy, that business. And that's why anybody can be that person.
Yeah. You, I feel like you were that person.
I was.
You know, I've read about you, and there were parts in your life where you thought you were going to retire at 35, and yet here you are, many decades later, still, you look like you love... No, that's not a diss. It is many decades later.
Yeah. Thank you a lot, right?
No, come on. This is true. You're living, but it feels like you... No, not a lot. You got... They're assholes. Don't listen to them. These people are assholes. What I'm saying is you're having a great time. And it feels like you haven't lost that drive. Like,
no,
what
man.
Makes you get out of bed every single day if it's not the money?
I'm competitive. I like to kick ass.
If
you start a business and you're in my business, I'm going to f*** you up. Serious, for real. I mean, I love to compete.
Right. That explains a lot. That
it
explains
does.
That explains like the Dallas Mavericks. You know, I was talking to someone who works on the show, and he said an interesting thing. He said, Mark Cuban seems to me like one of the only super fans who took over a team. Because some people buy teams because they have the money to buy a team.
Yeah.
You seem like you bought a team because you love the team, you love the sport.
Yeah.
Everyone says the team changed because of you. Many people have credited you in the NBA of being part of changing the culture, of trying to make it so that even the people who work behind the scenes are happy and are enjoying themselves. Like, why did you decide that? You could have just gone in for a team, but you part
no,
of the
I
team.
Love basketball. Like, I'll get out there and I'll shoot with the guys. I mean, just think about it. You love play basketball. I get to walk into my own arena, get up shots. You know, and the best part is, you know, game-winning shot, the crowd's going nuts, everybody's pile-driving, jumping on the guy. I get to jump on him too, and I don't get arrested, right? Anybody else? You all run there? I'll arrest your ass. I run out there, I have fun.
The NBA has been you know, an interesting period where, you know, for a long time, politics, I mean, it was everything, NBA and NFL. And then, you know, the NBA was seen as this place where, you know, players were speaking their mind. It was a really mm-hmm. aware organization. Adam Silver gets a lot of credit, for instance. Many of the owners do as well. Recently, though, there's been a scandal that has rocked the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, everyone's been talking about how to deal with an owner where he's been accused of everything, from racism to inappropriate messages at work. And I think the fine came down at $10 million and a year. Some have said it isn't enough. Some have said it's just enough. What do you make of that? And more than the fine, because, I mean, that's not your job. But what do you think the position of an owner in a team needs to be in terms of how it's outward facing? Like, why is it important to be a certain way as the owner?
You know, rather than talking about that situation specifically, I can tell you what I think, right? I may be responsible for writing the checks for the Dallas Mavericks,
mm-hmm.
but all of North Texas really owns the Dallas Mavericks. It's the only business where I get emails from people saying, my son has cancer, you know, can you bring some players out? Can we, will you visit? You know, my son just died or my daughter just died. Can we bury him in a Luka Doncic jersey? You know, there's no other industry. You know, and when you win, when Google has a great quarter, nobody in their city, you know, mountain, wherever it is, celebrates.
Right.
When your team wins a championship, the whole city goes nuts. The whole city's on fire, right? It's just such a different industry. And with that comes a responsibility. You have to have, you have to, you know, lead. You have to be able to set examples for diversity and inclusion and show people that, you know, this is the real world and we can change it and we can be part of it and make it better. And, you know, I think that's the responsibility that comes with owning a sports team.
It's probably why you've been so successful. It really is. You also, you know, you're also behind. I remember reading this and, you know, we live in a world where billionaires tweet all kinds of crazy things all the time. I won't mention names, but billionaires will tweet whatever and then they'll say, oh, I'll change the world. I'll do this or whatever. Yeah. I remember seeing a tweet of yours where you were basically talking about upending the drug industry and lowering prescription drug prices. And I was like, here we go again. Hope's up and nothing's going to happen. But you actually
did it. We're doing it. We're the real deal. Yeah, we started a company called CostPlusDrugs.com. And if you take any medication at all, just go there, put in the name of it. And what we do that's different. Every other drug manufacturer, I mean, no one trusts the drug industry at all. Right. And so what we said was, you know, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So we, if you go and you put in the drug and if we carry it, it'll show you not only what we sell it for, it'll show you our cost. And
like actual cost?
Our actual cost, but we really pay for it. We mark it up 15%, that's it. We have a $3 pharmacy fee and $5 for shipping. That's it. And so you know exactly what we paid. And so you can trust it. And that's the first time in the pharmacy industry where when you're buying a medication, you can trust that you're paying a fair price.
So you're making money?
Not yet. Not yet, but we will.
But
we
think
will
the business
eventually.
Will make money.
Yeah, we'll make money.
So then help me understand this then. Somebody who isn't a billionaire, how is it that you've decided to get into a business where you won't make money now, you will make money in the future, and you're still able to provide people with the drugs, and it seems like it's a win-win for everyone? Then why don't other drug companies just do this? Why?
Because what's happened is when someone like me has started, or anybody has started a company like this, and they're cut the cost of medications, what happens is someone buys them, right? One of the big companies buys them out and puts them away.
Buys the company.
Buys that company, so that takes them off the market. I can't be bought, right? My next dollar is not going to change my life, but if I get a chance to f*** up the pharmaceutical industry.
You're welcome, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, the drugs, like, I just had a friend, literally 2 days ago, a guy that I knew in college, Landon Turner, is taking this drug, I don't even know how it's pronounced. And he's like, Mark, it cost me $3,000 a month. I can't afford it. Can you help? And it was literally, it's a generic. So I had our guys go into it. Not 5 minutes ago, while I was waiting in the green room, he came back. Landon was paying $3,000 a month. It's now going to cost him $63 a month. Oh, wait, I was wrong. I was wrong. $63 for 3 months. 3 months.
So, okay.
That's how crazy this industry is.
Yeah, but I get that you can't be bought, but surely people are not happy with what you're doing. Like, it doesn't seem like you are good
weird.
For business.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because people like Martin Shkreli, sorry to cut you off, but people like Martin Shkreli became famous for coming in, buying a drug that people need to survive, and then hiking it up by I don't know how many thousand percent of whatever it was. But it feels like you're going to make a lot of enemies doing this.
Yeah.
And as you say, you're competitive, so you don't really care, but... Is there no way they can undercut you?
There's ways, right? But it ain't going to happen, right? So the way it works now, there's three big companies that are insurance companies that own these things called pharmacy benefit managers who are responsible for really distorting the prices.
Okay.
And then they also own the big retail pharmacies, all the big names you've heard of. And so they're able to control all the pricing elements. We work outside of that. So right now we're mail order. So if you go to CostPlusDrugs.com, like Landon will be able to buy his drug for all that less money, and then we'll ship it to him, we'll mail it to him. Soon we'll be able to do it at local independent pharmacies, but because we work outside of that system, they can't stop us. And the cooler part about it is we all look at manufacturers of insulin and other drugs and say, they're the cause of the problem. They're really not. It's these big three companies that are distorting their prices, and the manufacturers don't have any other way to sell it. So now we can sell it for them. And so, you know, we're not there on insulin yet, but we're working on it. We're not there on some of the big brand names, but we're close. And so, you know, we literally, Trevor, I mean, 5 years from now, we can look back and say, you f***ed them up. and that'll be like a dream of, that's my goal.
You know, you I think one of the reasons you're so popular and interesting is because you have a different view on how to be successful and what success means. You know, those who are familiar with your stories will know that when you sold your first company, you made a lot of money, but you also made many of your employees millionaires. Yeah. And they weren't like stockholders, they didn't have options. That you just said, all right, everybody, bonuses. I made money, we all make money. Yep. And then you did it again with your next company. That was like a big sale, and you did it again.
And
you've had this attitude that seems counter to what many Americans think these days, where they say, if I get rich, I get rich, screw all of you.
No,
and everyone who's been in your path, everyone who's gone along with you, can go, oh yeah, I worked with Mark Cuban, and you can see that we made money. In this instance, let's say you are successful. This company could go on to become, you know, very rich. It could make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. How do we know? And I'm assuming you're that kind of person, but how do we know that then at some point you won't raise those drug prices when everyone is on cost plus? Like, can you make a promise to the people? Can you say, this is what we're gonna stick
Mark
it at?
I'm Mark Cuban. Promise, not seriously. I that's the whole goal. That's the mission. I'm not, because I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, low prices now,
yes.
Jack him up later. If anything, we've been lowering prices. If you follow us at Cost Plus Drugs on Twitter, I take pride in every couple of weeks, we're cutting prices. We're not increasing prices. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this day and age, and you talk about this all the time, it's just insane that somebody has to choose between rent, food, and medication.
Right.
And, you know, people think capitalism is just about how much money can I make. It's not. Capitalism is me being able to start a business and choose the outcomes that I want. No one else can tell me what my mission is. No one else can tell me what my goal is. No one else can tell me what's important to me. I get to make that choice. For some people, look, if I'm 25 years old, it's making as much money as I can, right? But now, like I've been saying, if you get a chance to turn around an industry where people now don't have to make those choices, that's the best reward of all time.
I wish you the best.
I'll take it.
I'm gonna hold you to your word.
Oh,
I know where to find you.
Right, I'm easy to find.
I know exactly where you are in Dallas. Mark Cuban, everybody, we're gonna take a quick break.
We'll be right back
after this. Thank you again, for real.
I love it, man. For real.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to symbiotica.com. That's symbiotica.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, Hurricane Ian, as we spoke about, is one of the most powerful storms to hit the United States in decades. Right now, the Florida Disaster Relief Fund has been activated for response and recovery. So if you can help them, then please donate at the link below to support these efforts. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, a real happy meal is any meal where you don't pay.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.